You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
At the 35-yard line. Quarterback draw. The C's part. There goes Daniels again. He's looking for the end zone. Touchdown.
Welcome back to You Better You Bet, brought to you by BetMGM with Nick Kostos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Network.
Bob Beschusen with the call this past college football season on ESPN. Jaden Daniels, one of about, you know, a billion touchdowns that he scored. A lot of highlight-worthy plays that led to him winning the Heisman Trophy. John Daigle will join us coming up next hour to talk about his latest mock draft for our friends at Establish the Run, as we are 2 days out from the 2024 National Football League Draft. But joining us right now to talk about Jaden Daniels, Caleb Williams, and everything we'll see happen round one in about 48 hours from now, friend of the program, the great Herman Edwards, ESPN NFL analyst, former NFL head coach, former college football head coach, on Twitter at Herm Edwards, joined us a couple times throughout the NFL season. He was magnificent, and we are very happy to welcome him back to the show. Coach, it's Nick Kostos and Ken Barkley. We sincerely appreciate the time. You're very generous with it. How's it going, and happy draft week.
Well, you're right. Happy draft week. This is always an exciting part of the NFL. New talent that teams can acquire, obviously, through the college draft. I mean, that's the lifeblood of the NFL. And then you think about the position that always seems to stand out is the quarterback position. So a lot of really good quarterbacks coming out. You just mentioned the one guy, Jaden Daniels. I spoke with Jaden yesterday, actually. So he's doing well. He's excited. And we'll see what happens.
Yeah, Coach, just curious, obviously, you know Daniels, I mean, far better than we do, obviously, cross paths with him in college. He is, like, a big favorite to be the second overall pick. There's a lot of kind of scuttlebutt, like, where are these quarterbacks going to go? Is Washington going to pick Jaden Daniels second overall? Two-part question, like, do you think that the Washington Commanders will pick him second overall? And if they do pick him, what kind of player are they getting?
Well, I would hope they would pick him. I know I would pick him. It wouldn't be a question. But they're basically getting Randall Cunningham, if you boil it down. And I played with Randall in my career there in Philadelphia toward the end, and attributes are about the same. Randall was about 6'4", 215. Jaden 6'3", about 210. But they have the same attributes when you watch him play. I told Jaden that when he came to ASU. I said, you remind me of a guy I played with, Randall Cunningham. And I think that's where he'll go. To Washington. With that being said, I think it's a good spot for him. You know, you got a new head coach. They're trying to build a program, and there's no better guy to build it around than him.
Did Jaden tell you that he's going to Washington? I'm just kidding. And like, and if you knew the answer, I don't want you to say it on the air. I don't want you to betray that relationship. But I felt like I had to at least ask the question. I don't, you know, obviously don't have to answer it. So the betting market thinks Jaden Daniels, coach, is going to be the second overall pick. He's a big favorite to be the second overall pick. I think the one thing that everyone feels like supremely confident in heading into Thursday is that Caleb Williams is going to go first overall to the Chicago Bears. It feels like a fait accompli, massive favorite in the betting market that Caleb goes first overall. So if indeed he is the pick to Chicago, so Caleb Williams will be the new franchise quarterback of the Bears. You know, they loaded up this offseason, bringing in Keenan Allen, among others. Defense was really good to end the season. They bring back Matt Eberflus. Bears win total next year sitting at 8.5. And this does not have to be like Herman Edwards' best bet. That's not what this is. Just like, do you think in Caleb Williams' rookie year, the Bears are more likely to go above 500, 9-8 or better, or struggle a little bit in the first season for Caleb Williams? So what do you see for the Bears if indeed it's Caleb Williams as the new franchise quarterback?
Well, I think when you look at the Bears and you know how they played last year, they were 7-10 football team. They were 2-4 in the division. The Lions obviously are probably if you're betting right now, you probably say the Lions are probably, you know, in the clubhouse. They're the favorite. Packers have a young quarterback. The Vikings obviously will pick up a quarterback. Green Bay ended up 9-8, the Vikings 7-10, and then, you know, the Bears were 7-10 now. With that being said, when you get a quarterback like Caleb Williams, obviously, I've always said this, when you get a guy like that, can he win you three more games? Can he win you three more games? Can you flip it from 7-10 to 10-7? And I think if he gets off to a good start, they continue to play defense the way they played. You know, schedule has a lot to do with it early in the season. You know, how do they bring him along? They got a chance to win 10 games. There's no doubt about that.
Coach, a couple other quarterbacks, obviously, that we expect to go pretty early in the draft, Drake May from North Carolina, but also J.J. McCarthy from Michigan. And, like, you've been around the league a while, you know, like, there's always that one or two players, maybe it's a quarterback, maybe it's not, and you start hearing all the reports at the combine and hearing all the reports at the interviews, like, everybody loves this guy, and he's rocketing up draft boards. Seems like, especially early in the process, that was J.J. McCarthy, and I know there's this kind of disconnect, right, because he didn't have the gaudy numbers like the Jaden Daniels did, for example, you compared to Randall Cunningham before, but yet everybody still seems to think this guy is like a can't miss prospect and should be taken really early on. Like, how difficult is that when, like, you know, you might be the coach of a team and the franchise quarterback might be a guy who's never had gaudy numbers before, but he wins a lot of games. What about J.J. McCarthy and maybe his chances of success at the next level, wherever he goes?
Well, you like guys that can win. Obviously, he was coached very well by one of the better coaches now. He's in the National Football League, Coach Harbaugh. And you're right, he didn't have the gaudy numbers, but the system didn't allow him to have the gaudy numbers. And so, you know, you always got to look at that. What system did he play in? And Harbaugh's a guy, you know, these quarterbacks aren't going back 40 times and throwing passes. He's not going to do that. He's going to run the football. He's going to be balanced. When you have your opportunities to throw it, you got to make the throws. And I say sometimes that's even harder for a quarterback in today's world. When you know, some quarterbacks go into the ball game, they go, you know, I'm going to get to throw it about 40 times. Okay, some quarterbacks go into it when you're a running football team, you're going, I'm going to throw it maybe 25, 30 times at most. And, you know, so, you know, my decisions, my completion rate has to be a little bit better in the fact that I'm not getting a lot of opportunities now. If I'm behind, obviously, but for the most part, when you play games the way they play, they're tight games. So I like him. I do. I just think, you know, he's a guy that kind of went under the radar screen because he played for Michigan. He didn't have his gaudy numbers, like you say, but he's a good quarterback.
You better you bet here with Nick and Ken on a Tuesday. We're talking the NFL draft, all things National Football League with the great Herman Edwards, ESPN NFL analyst, former NFL and college football head coach. He's on Twitter at Herm Edwards. Coach, there was a report that came out earlier today that your guy Antonio Pierce and the Las Vegas Raiders explored moving up to the second overall pick with the Washington Commanders, presumably to take a quarterback, and were rebuffed from there. Now, other reports say that the Patriots are open for business with the third overall pick. What's your sense as to what the Las Vegas Raiders are looking to do here, with, again, reports starting to come out that they are very interested about moving up again, presumably for a quarterback?
Yeah, they want Jaden. There's no doubt. I mean, you know, Antonio was on my staff in Arizona State, and he's known Jaden since he was in high school. So, you know, Jaden's a West Coast guy, lives in Los Angeles. They're going to do everything they can to try to move up. And you're right. You know, getting up to number two would be very difficult probably. But now when you mentioned, you know, getting up to maybe even number four with where they're at, they sit at 13. That's interesting. And maybe even at three, if New England doesn't want Jaden Daniels, if they feel like we can get another guy, that would be interesting. But yeah, the Raiders are trying to get him. There's no doubt about that.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to
other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Pretty interesting there. Coach, I want to ask you real quick about another team in the Raiders division that made some news the other day. The Denver Broncos acquired Zach Wilson from the Jets. And I think what a lot of people are trying to figure out is, would Sean Payton and the Broncos go into the season with Jarrett Stidham and Zach Wilson and maybe nobody else on their quarterback depth chart? Or are they still maybe in the market to draft a quarterback? What did you make of that move? And do you still think the Broncos might take a quarterback in this draft, maybe early?
Not surprising, but by the Jets move, and I think he needs a new atmosphere, obviously, and a new start. He's going to a place where you have the quarterback whisperer in Sean Payton. He's really good with quarterbacks. He would play in a system that would allow him, to get the ball out and those type of things. So that will help him. I think Sean's always looking for a quarterback. That's just him. I think he has two to start with, but he's going to look. There's no doubt about it. And if somebody slips through the cracks that he likes, he'll get a guy. I mean, he's the guy that he understands the quarterback position as good as anybody in the National Football League. And when you make a trade like that, that's saying something, right? I mean, that's saying something. Everybody else talked about that young guy and, the Jets were going to get rid of him and all that kind of stuff. And now he's found a place where a coach that can coach the quarterbacks now has been very successful in his career. He's playing with him now.
Coach, there are conflicting thoughts as to whether Washington quarterback Michael Penix will go in the first round. Some NFL insiders adamant that he's going to be selected in the top half of the first round. Others think he's not going to be selected until round two or round three, probably round two, right, on Friday night. Based on what you've heard, do you think Michael Penix gets drafted on Thursday night or Friday night here in about 30 seconds?
He has a chance to go on Thursday night. I think when you keep looking and you're watching, and if you want a guy of his skill set, if you wait to number two, depending when you pick, you might not get him. So, when you need a quarterback and he'll fit your system and he's athletic and you like him, pick him. Don't mess around.
Final question here, Coach. Besides for Caleb Williams going first and Jaden Daniels going second, which I think a lot of people think is like going to happen on Thursday night to the Washington Commanders, what is the one thing that you feel most confident in happening on Thursday night to close here in about 30 seconds?
I think there'll be a run on quarterbacks in the first round. I think five of them can go in the first round.
And Penix would be the fifth, like not Bo Nix, if you just had to guess.
Well, I don't know that, but I think there'll be a run on these quarterbacks. I just do, because look, we all know, guys, if you don't have a quarterback, the field's 150 yards long, and there's some young ones coming out, and if you can get one of them, you got to go get them.
Coach, you're the absolute best. We love having you on the show. We sincerely appreciate you making the time for us. On Twitter, at Herm Edwards, ESPN NFL analyst, former NFL and college football head coach Herm. Enjoy draft week. Enjoy Thursday night, Friday night, and Saturday. Stay well, and hopefully we get the chance to talk to you soon.
Thank you, my friends.
Our pal Herm Edwards joining us here.
Really interesting stuff.
We are
friends. Really interesting stuff.
And Jaden Daniels is going second.
It does feel a little like that. it does feel a little like that. We talk more about it too after we have John Daigle on next segment too. Also, yeah, just this. We have a lot of different people on this show. We had a former coach of the Commanders. We had Jaden Daniels, former coach. And it's all just kind of leading to one conclusion. it's also the conclusion someone bet $100,000 on yesterday, oh, by the way. So just, yeah, maybe it ends up being the most obvious thing.
Yeah, and I'm sure, like, they talked about that. He's never going to tell us whether that was the case or not.
No.
Yeah.
But, I mean, just read the tone of the answer. I think he's going to Washington.
I think he's going to Washington also. So does the betting market. We'll find out what John Daigle thinks. Coming up with Jaden Daniels in Washington and the rest of the NFL draft to start hour number three on the other side with Nick and Ken on a Tuesday.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on the BetQL Network.